beginning of Hilchos Shvisas Oser.
That in of itself is an interesting title. The Rambam's title to Hilchos Yom Kippur. Right. Rambam does not make his Hilchos Shabbos is Shabbos, Hilchos Yom, Hilchos Yom Tov, Hilchos Pesach. So we would expect Hilchos Yom Kippur. All right, so maybe you'll argue, well, since there is a separate section of Avodas Yom Kippurim, so Rambam wants to separate the Avoda Mesa Mikdash and the Yom Kippur that's B'chol Mokim U'Mokim. But that's not really satisfactory, because when it comes to Hilchos Pesach, the Rambam is Hilchos Chomitzu Matzah, and a separate Hilchos, and the Hilchos of Korban Pesach. So, I mean, that may be the best way of accounting, but the language of Shvisas also, the Shvisa of the 10th day. So the Rambam writes in Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Lishbois Mimalochah, Bosor Lachodesh Shvi, Shenemar, Shabbos Shabbos in Hulachem, Vacholoise Melochah, Loise by Melochah, Beetle Mitzvah Saseh, Vavar Aloisase, Kol Melochah Loisase, Umao Chaiva Lassis Melochah, Beyam Zem Moser Bitsenim Zod and Chaim Kores. The most of Ishkoga, Chayim Korban Chatas, Kavua. Rambam then goes on to discuss the Oinshin for the Isur Melacha. Halacha Dalet, Mitzvahs Asay, Acheres. There's the first Mitzvahs Asay and Alois Asay. The Asay, Legavi Melacha. Lishbois, Memlechas Osachodesh. And the loisasa komalocha loisasa halacha dalid mitzvah saseh acheres yeshu bim kippur vehi lishboi svoi meachilu ushtiyu shenema tanu es nafshi seich mipi ashmu lomdu says the tanu to deprive oneself ino yishu lenefesh ze atzoim. We call out some boy, whenever fast the entire day, kiyim mitzvasei, v'chol ha'oichel v'shoysev boy, bitul mitzvasei. And once again, v'ovar aloi sase, ki kol ha'nefesh asher lo saneh, v'esam yiyem ezeh, v'nechrusam. V'achar sh'on asher kosov koreis, l'mi sh'loi nis'aneh, l'madnu sh'muzhorin onu boy, alachilo sh'tiyah. Where's the loisasa from? Ki kol nefesh asher loisane v'nichrusa. So there must be a lav as well. V'chol ha'oichel loishoyse v'mishoyge chayim korban chatos kumur. Halacha hei v'chei l'man l'mipi yashmu she'osu l'irchoyz boi yisir v'chitza oi l'soch sicho oi l'nul sandol oi l'ibol tav shemita u'mitzveh Lishbois mikol elu kederech sheshoyves meachilu shdiyah shenemar shabbos shabbosin shabbos le'inyan achila v'shabbosin le'inyanim elu. There's another girsan Rambam which says, I think shabbos something along the lines of shabbos melacha v'shabbos minyanim elu vein chayavin koreis oy korban el achilu shdiyah v'lvan. Avol imrochatz oisach oinol eibol makan oisay makas mardus. Now the pashtus is the Rambam holds that all of the nuyim are midin deiraisa. The machlekes we shown him whether the everybody holds that melacha and achilu shdiyah is deiraisa. The machlekes says about sicha neilas asandol vechitza and tashmish hamita. So is that a din de raisa? Is that a din de rabbonon? Or is that a Torah mosra lechachovim? All right. So but it seems clear from the Rambam that the Rambam holds kishem sheshvus melacha boy. Sorry, kishem v'chein lamanu piyashmua. He doesn't say it's a din de rabbonon. She also lechitz boy lesochel and all. Kederach sheshoyves meachila ushtiyah shendemar shabbosin shabbos. So the Rebbe used to point out in this Rambam that there is the Rambam uses two different terms. Right? When it comes to melacha, it's shvisa mimlacha. One ceases from doing melacha. Halacha dalet, mitzvah saseh lishbos meyachilu shtiya. Shenemar ta'anu es nafshei seichem. What does the Rambam say? Mitzvah saseh la'anos, to deprive oneself. That's the lashon hakosu. Mipiyash mulamdu. Inui shehu lenefesh zeatzoyim. Kol achoy oichel v'shoyse boy bitel mitzvah sasei. What was they say? Ta'anu is not shoyseicha. Avara loisase loisane. So, the Rambam says, mitzvah sasei right, lishbos. And the Rambam says once again, v'chelamadnu mipi ha-shmua, li'iser v'chitzen sicha, didn't say, k'derech sh'ma'ane atzmai me'achilo, k'derech sh'shoyves me'achilo shtiyo, sh'ne'mar shabbos shabbosay, shabbos l'inyan achilo shtiyo, v'shabbos l'inyan ha-melo. So, on one hand, the Rambam says that these are all deraisa, and what the Rav was pointed out is that the Rambam, when he records the din, he doesn't use the language of the Torah, ta'anu es nafshei seichem. Employs a new lashon of shvisa me'achilu shtiya. In the Hakdama, the Rambam writes, shvisas asar, shtei mitzvos asei, u'shtei mitzvos lo yisase. Lishbois boi mimlocha, shaloi lasois boi mimlocha. L'his anois boi, so here, in the Hakdama, the Rambam only uses the word Shvisa l'gavi melacha, which is what we are familiar with. When it comes to Achilu Shtiya, he says, L'san Noisboi, to deprive ourselves, the mitzvah say, and the Loisa said, not to eat or to drink. So, that was the Rav Sa'ara. Why does the Rambam switch the Lashonis? Let's just to make this sharper. Let's go back to Parshas Amor. Parshas Amor is
right.
Yeah.
The first one is Lishbos Bimalacha.
Yeah.
And the second one is
Shalalasas Bimalacha.
That's
right.
The Alav.
This is the essay, this is the Alav, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So here, he doesn't say Lishbos Bimalachila. Lishana is Miachila. Now, V'idavish mo moshulim mor. Ach bi osa l'chaydesh ha-shvi'i hazem yom ha-kippur mo mikro kodesh ha-lechem b'inisem es nafshei seichem. Torah is lashon ha-torah is b'inisem, to deprive oneself. Pasuk chof ches kol melacha lo yisasu. Pasuk chof tes ki kol ha-nefesh ha-shel lo yisu'une. v'nichrusa. Pasuk lamed, kol nefesh shetasa kol malacha, v'abadati se nefesh u'mikher v'amo. Lamed aleph, kol malacha l'esasu. Right, so you have the Torah is, first pasuk is inui. Next pasuk is shvisa mimlacha. Next pasuk is the loisase of inui, loisuune be'etzem. Next pasuk is the oinesh of melacha. And then finally, Shabbos, Shabbos, in hu, v'inisem es nafshoi seichem. So we would adopt the lashon of shvisa mimlacha, Shabbos, Shabbos, shvisa, and v'inisem es nafshoi seichem, and deprive oneself. Right? And that is the pashtus of the sugi as well. That the Rishoyna, that we look at the deprivation of Achila Shtiya all as forms of Inui. And it's a Chiddush to say they are forms of Shavuos, of Shabbosai. Now there is one limud in the Ayin Dalet Mud Aleph in Yuma, where Rabban Rav Yosef say that it's really a quote from the Sifrei that Minayin Yom Kippur Mishaosu Vechitzu V'Sicho Nus Asandol Teshemita Tamal Loimar Shabbosayin Shvus. So it does seem to be that there's a Machlokes Tanoim whether we look at the Inuyim as an Inuy, or whether we look at it as a Shvisa. Right, let's just look at the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Kuf Samach Dalet.
Sorry, did you say that in Pesukim, all Achila and
Shtiya
is referred to as an Inui?
So
what's the question? So why does he refer to it as
an Shtiya? Correct. Now, the Rambam has precedent because it seems to be a machlokes in the Tanorim, whether Shabbos Shabbosin is referring also to Achila Shtiya. So Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah says, HaMitzvah Akuv Samach Dalet Shetzivonu Lehis Anois Va'asiri B'Tishrei V'Omrei Ta'anu Es Nafshei Seichem U'bo HaPirish B'Sifro Ta'anu Es Nafshei Seichem Inui Shu Ibud Nefesh Ve'ez Ez Achilu Shtiya V'chein Bo V'Kabola Shu Yisur B'Rchitza U'B'Sicho Tzatzando Tash V'Shamita. Right? Vashvisa mechuyeves me elu hapa'ulois kulam. The Rambam is saying, in addition to inui, hashvisa mechuyeves me elu pa'ulois. Shenemar omer boi shabo shabosin lechem. V'nisev is nafshay seichem. Shechoy v'boi hashvisa m'yuchedes b'mlochis v'amasim. Vashvisa m'yuchedes b'mozein aguf v'kiyumoy. And then he quotes this sifra. Right? So the Rambam is the Rambam understands that Shabbos Shabbosin, based on the Rabbi Rav Yosef on the sifra, that why is it called Shabbos Shabbosin? Because because every Yom Tov and every Shabbos is a Shvisa Mimlacha. So the Rambam is saying we should not look at Yom Kippur as Shvisa mimlacha v'inui. We should look at the inui as teaching us exactly how we behave, but then understand that it is a shvisa mimlacha and a shvisa mi achila ushtiya and from the various tanugim. And why is it called Shabbos Shabbosin? Shabbos, like every other Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not like Shabbos. And Shabbosin Because not only are we resting from Kiyumei Aguf, but we're resting from Tanugim. And Moshe, just by way of illustrating, so we look at Shabbos as a Shvisa from, let's say, all pulas that I created. Right? As opposed to Yom Tov, we look at it as a Shvisa from all activities that are not required for our immediate sustenance. It's a lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban writes that for Yom Tov, the technical term is Meleches Avoida. Leisasu. What's Meleches Avoida? Things that are normally done for the long haul. But Meleches that are done for my needs today, Shechita, Lisha, so those are Mutar and Yom Tov. So you can organize, this is an approach by Rav Nachman Rabinovich, you can organize the halacha as Yom Tov Sechol HaMoed is a Shvisa from small group Melachis. Yom Tov is a Shvisa from long-term Melachis. Shabbos is a Shvisa from all creative. Shemitah is a Shvisa from very, very specific Melachis Karka. And Yom Kippur, you have Shemitah, Chol HaMoed, Yom Tov, Shabbos, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Shvisa not only from Melacha, but from Tanugim. What is the significance, Al Pidin, from calling it a Shvisa rather than just calling it Inuyim? So Rav Chaim used to point out this Rambam. Peri Gimel, Halacha Zayin. This Ha'orah really begins with the Netziv, and Chaim then formulated it. V'yachakach mishaleches ha'soyra chai b'yad ish ha'muchon l'lichoy la'midbar, v'kol ha'kol tsherim l'lichoy, el sh'osu koyenim gedolim kiva, v'lohoyu manichim mishisrol l'lichoy, v'sukoy sayuoysim mirushalayim ad chilas ha'midbar, v'shoyveis ish echad oy anoshim harbei b'chol sukah v'sukah, there were booths that were established from place to place, from the Arabayas till Azaza. And in each booth, there were Jews that had their minyanim, or whatever they did, in those booths. And they were there so that the Ish Iti, who would bring the sawyer from Yerushalayim to Azazel, would go from booth to booth, and people in each booth would accompany him to the next booth. Al kol sukkah sukkah ayrim leharimozin arimayim. Every booth was like a station in the marathon. It had food and water there. In koshal, and they would say to him, harimozin arimayim. They'd come by Yom Kippur and they'd say, we have food for you. If he's shvach, he has to eat. This is one of the places where the Rishonim say, I think Rashi says, pas pasali. If you go to a shul and you bring a juice box, you're good. You're not going to get thirsty. Right? You have a brand bag sitting in the lobby, right? You'll be fine. Pas pasali. It's a psychological truth. Was that?
What
which term?
Comes from the
Sugya. Yeah.
It's used elsewhere, but it comes from
it. Yeah. So the Tziv points out that he doesn't have to be a Choyle Hishish Pasakona. We don't look and say, are you about to die? Are you in danger of dying? It's a Choyle Hishish. We would not need a lima, a halacha, to tell us. Over here we tell him, im koshal koichai, if you're shvach. So what is the heter for the koyin if he's shvach? Why don't we say to him, Again, we're not, he's not pikuach nefesh. Why don't we say to him, you know, kosh al koichai, take it easy, sit over here, somebody else can take over. There's no halacha that you have to have the same person take it all the way. So, Reb Chaim used to explain that just like the avoida was doicha the isuri melacha, right? That we know Gemara Darshins in Mesechtas Pesachim that the melacha that korban tomid, korban pesach, meleches beis hamikdash is doicha the yomtiv. So, in here also, we're not worried about the tchum. If you hold tchum is deraisa, and we're letting the ishiti take this vema all the way. So, Reb Chaim understood that just like that when the Torah says that. The Meleches Beis HaMikdash is Doiche Shabbos and Yom Tov. Another way to say that is Doiche the Shvisa. It's Doiche the Melacha. So Reb Chaim said, Chazal understood that since the Inuyim were defined as Shvisa, so the Meleches Yom Kippur was Doiche anything that's called Shvisa. What's the significance? Reb Chaim was pointing out. The Ha'orah comes from the Netziv. The Netziv points out that this is not a din of pikuach nefesh. It's a din apparently in Meleches Beis HaMikdash. Which means that there isn't a din, just like you don't have to figure out a way to do the Korban Tomid in a way that conforms, if possible, not to Mechalol Shabbos. No, halacha is, you're allowed to, there is no Issur Melacha when it comes to Meleches Korban Tomid. So that's true, but all Melacha is based on Mikdash. Good. So, and it's held, that was true of here as well. Meleches Avoida of Yom Kippur was Doicha the Melachas. Good. And the Netziv said, Al Pidin, this Ish Iti was being allowed to eat even if he wasn't in a Pikuach Nefesh case. So Reb Chaim explained, Me'echet Tesi, that the Iser of Achila on Yom Kippur is Nidches from Meleches Beis HaMikdash. Me'echet Tesi, that you can just offer the guy food. So he said, that's the Nakuda. If you hold that the Inuyim are Inuyim and unrelated to the Shvisa, then you have no reason to say that. On the other hand, if you hold that the Shvisa of Shabbos is a Shvisa Mimlacha, and the Shvisa of Yom Tov is Mimlacha Savoida, and the Shvisa of Yom Kippur is a Shvisa Mimlacha B'Tanugim, so then those Tanom Udarshan Shabbos Shabbosin, the significance of that limud was to say that will go slow first, that the meleches beis hamikdash, which is doicha the shvisa, is doicha all of the shvisa. So just like the koyein is allowed to do melacha for beis hamikdash, for avodas hamikdash, he's allowed to do tanugim as well. Now just to show you how substantial this Ha'or is, Reb Chaim then raised the following question. It's a suffix. The halacha is that a bris milah on the eighth day is doicha melacha, right? Eighth day, you do bris on Shabbos, you do bris on Yom Tov, you do a bris on Yom Kippur. So Reb Chaim is asked the following question. What would be the din if the Moyel said, you know, I'm too schwach to the bris, I need to drink something. He's dehydrating and shaking. So if it wouldn't be doing a bris meal, he'd say, I shake every time. right? I make it through without a big problem, right? But I can't do a bris, right? Unless he just doesn't feel as a koyach. So we would say, bris is deicha malacha. Is bris deicha the inuyim in the Torah? So Reb Chaim said a safek. He said, maybe it should be mutter. He said, it is a little bit sharper. He said, according to Belozer, that machshirei mila are deicha Shabbos, so our machshirei, according to Belozer, our machshirei, this is a machshirei mila. The moral has to be top of his game. So would Belozer allow a moyel to eat before doing the bris meal? See, had Belozer and Sotim, but again, the point that he wanted to make is that that's the thrust of his chiddush was that by understanding that the tanugim are inuyim, but our obligation is a din of shvisa, as opposed to a din of miyut tanugim, so that would have ramifications, could have ramifications. The Rav's father used to point out that the Gemara says the Rambam says in Hilchos Gittin that Hamachal is Hashabbos b'Ferhesia, and Hamachal Yom Kippurim is Gitoi Boto. If it's safe for Hamachal Shabbos, he can't read again. If it's Hamachal Yom Kippur, he can't read again. So Beis Halevi explained because that a Hamachal Yom Kippur is Doime to Hamachal Shabbos, and that they're. It's both a kfir and bria soilu. Rebbe used to explain that the reason why a machal yom kippur is kfir bria soilum, because Chazal explained that a Kadosh Baruch Hu said that the world cannot maintain itself without midas chesed. So the bikesh a Kadosh Baruch Hu lebris soilum midas adin. V'roh a Kadosh Baruch Hu sa sheinu miskayim. So therefore, since he was mitzarif midas chesed, right? Bereshit v'ol he comes from Avaris, and later on it says Hashem Elokim. So the Rabbi used to explain this aura. How is it that the Yom Kippur is upgraded to this level of Shabbos, and that it's seen as a that a person who's mechalel Yom Kippur is also kofer bris olam, because that was the bria. As an aside. So Reb Moshe, the Rav's father, raised the question, what happens if the Sofer, he doesn't do any Malach on Yom Kippur, but he eats on Yom Kippur. Is that called Machal Yom Kippur? Is that called being Kofer Rias Oilam? So the Rav explained that it's the same Nakuda. That do we say that the do we say that the Isur Tanigim are really a din in Shvisa Sayyim? So Reb Chaim used to bring a very, very strong raya from the din of Tosfos Yom Kippur. I don't know this. Reb Chaim, the ha'orma from the Avodas Mechitzas, that's Reb Chaim. This ha'orma right now, I don't know if it's Reb Chaim. Kishem shavus melach mimelacha boy bein b'yoyim bein b'layla, kashvus li'inuyim bein b'yoyim b'layla. V'tzorach loisif michol ala kodesh b'chnisosi v'tziyosi. V'inisem esnab sheisechem v'tishu la chodesh b'erev. K'loimar, hizchil l'tzom v'lis anois me'erev tisha hasomach l'asiri. V'chein v'tziya. Shoye v'inuyav ma'at me'lele achat asar somach l'asiri. Shenemar me'erev an erev tishbu tishbisu shabbat. I don't remember this was whose aura this is. This is the Rav's aura, or this is Rav Chaim's aura. That you see from this Rambam another ramification of calling the inuyim a din of shvisa, because the aura, the din of shvisa, the din of teisefes is teisefes kedusha, not just teisefes isurim. So the Rambam understands that the din of Tosfos Yom Kippur has to apply not only to Yisrael Melacha, but also to Inuyim as well. So Hayotze Mikolze. The Rabbi used to point out that the Rambam defines the Inuyim as Inuyim, but then describes him as a Din Shvisa. So he pointed out that is really a machlokes tanaim. Do we look at the inuyim as independent isurim and Yom Kippur, or do we look at the inuyim as expanding the concept of Shabbos, the concept of rest? Do we look at the din I rest from melacha, and there's a din of inuy, right? So then we would say, if that was, and the Rambam understands that the inuyim, he follows the Shitas HaTanoim, that the Inuyim are learned from Shvisa. That on Yom Kippur, the Inuyim are a withdrawing from another area of activity. How do you see that in the Halacha? So you see it in the Halacha, the most present, most compelling way is what Reb Chaim pointed out, is that when we say that the Melachas of the Avodas Hayoim is Doicha Yom Kippur, we learn that it's Doich HaChilushdi as well. Doich the Yisr HaChilushdi. And Reb Chaim said that the only source he could imagine that would justify that din was if you understand that the Avodas Hayoim is Doich the Kedushas Hayoim. So Kedushas Hayoim and Shabbos is Yisr Melacha. Kedushas Hayoim and Yom Tivis is Melacha. We wouldn't say that the avodah is doicha and the tilas lul v'eser. That's not kedushas hayom pashtus. No. We wouldn't say that it's doicha sukkah. Again, what I'm saying now is there is a roundedness differently. And we wouldn't say that l'chayra that the Avodas Hayoyim is Deicha Kovid Shabbos Enik Shabbos if he held it was in the Raisa. So what's the basis to say that I have another set of Halachas Yom Kippur? L'chara Inu Yom Kippur are like the Lulav and Esrik. They're like the Chilas Nisir Matz Yisach Hametz. So the Reb Chaim said no. That the Inu Yom and Yom Kippur are deprivations. But they are part of the Kedushas Hayoyim. They're part of the Dinim and Yom Kippur that we withdraw from certain areas of activity. A withdrawal from certain activity is what creates Kedusha. So we should understand that the just like the Avodas Hayoyim is Doicha, the withdrawal from Melacha, is Doicha, the withdrawal from Achila. To appreciate the Chiddush of Reb Chaim said, now I have a Sofik Legabe Bris Mila. That was his, we wouldn't say that Bris Mila, that the Moel, no one ever said the Moel said, I need a piece of bread on Pesach, and I can't do the Bris. He wouldn't say it. Nope. Bris Mila is Deicha. He said, Bris Mila is Deicha Melacha. He's taking another mile. I'll wait another day. On Yom Kippur, the Bechaim Sofek, he didn't say Al Pi Din. The Sofek was, the Muslim have to eat, it's not like eating Chametz and Pesach. It's like doing Malacha. And if the Bris is Deichem Malacha, it's Deichem as well. If it's part of the Kedusha. We don't usually say that refraining from Chametz is part of Kedusha's Pesach. That's the sharpness of the end. Another Moshe, I believe it's correct. There would be a machlokes whether if a person is moisif mikidusha lachoyel, so it doesn't work on, let's say, Matzoi Pesach. It doesn't work for other reasons. We wouldn't allow a person to have chometz and Matzoi Pesach until he makes Abdullah. But if a person would have chometz during Tosefes Kedusha on Motzoi Pesach, he's a very, very long Nila Sachar. Right? He wants to make sure he gets home after his wife is ready. He's well into putting the Pesach Tekelim away. So he makes a very long Nila Sachar. So he has no Malacha yet. He's still in Shul. Now, what would Taka be the din if he'd have... He hasn't benched yet. And he'd have chometz. I don't think it would be I'm not sure. Nisa Drabbanan would be for sure. Would it be a violation of Tosefes Kedusha space? I'm not sure. But Rav Chaim says it is clear that if a person makes a very, very long Ne'ila and he's way after Tzeis, so he's extending the Kedusha Yom Kippur, he's been Mekayim the din of Tosefes Kedusha Kippur, then he can't eat. Eating would be a violation of Tosefes Kedusha. So that would be another way in Lemaisa. So we have the idea that we're developing from Rambam is that the Achilo Shtiya is defined as a Shvisa rather than as a Leisasa, like not eating Chometz. It's part of the Kedusha Hayayim. Not like eating outside of the circle. Good. What gives that idea substance, makes it real, makes it concrete? Number one, the most concrete is the Ish Iti, that was Rav Chaim Zahara. The Rav Chaim Sofek about the Moyel. The Rav Moshe Zahara, that if a person eats in Yom Kippur, he may be Machala Yom Kippur, and he could, he's apostle. Eight is waiting again. And number four, the Ha'ara, I forget right now, and I have in my notes, who had this Ha'ara, Legabe Tosefes Hayayim. Let's just, before we, what is the significance of the concept? So it's called the Shvisa. The Rav's Mahalach of here to point out that it was that the eating is an Isur Asay. In other words, by eating, I violate the Kedushas Hayoyim. And that's what the Rambam was pointing out by saying that it's an Isur Shvisa rather than an Inui. So let's just take a step further to explain how this is significant. The Gemara in Tainus explains that Be'es Tzara, the Torah said that we should refrain from eating and drinking and from the other Tandu Gehoilam. What is the, how do we understand the value of the Isurei of the Inuyim? So the Rishonim say in Mesechtas Tainus, beginning of the second parak, There are different suggestions. One suggestion is that it's a form of a personal korban. Miyot vosav v'chalav. At the end of 24 hours, I'm a little bit shvacher. I don't have the same... I've sacrificed something from myself. I have a little bit of a korban just like a person brings a korban, let's use the approach of the Ramban, to express that by being over a chait, they have given up their zuchusim, right? Korban einav tachas einai, moichi tachas moichi, psoi tachas psoi. So I do the same thing. I express that I, because of my chatoim, so I have to be able to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu that I have lost the zechuyos, my zechus to thrive and survive and to endure. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is that by inuyim, so that's a form of yisurin to get kapara. They used to call it Shuvas HaMishkal. I had certain tanugim I shouldn't have had, so now I deprive myself from those tanugim. However, L'chaira, the concept of a Shavuos means that I am, if they were just inuyim and miyot tanugim, no, so then they would be, I'm giving up, I'm sacrificing. I'm causing some kind of yisur. But when we look at the shvis of Shabbos, dunting moloch and Shabbos, we don't look at ourselves as depriving ourselves. We don't say at the end of Shabbos, oh, I had a certain yisur in Shabbos. Right? We don't see ourselves as being in a sacrifice mode. We see ourselves as, because we withdrew from Mila da Alma, so we allowed ourselves to have greater Kedusha. We allowed ourselves to be released from some of the things that anchor us down to this world. Right? So, the idea of that we attach to Shvisa is being released and allowing ourselves to connect with greater Kedusha. Right, that's how we understand the idea of Shabbos, Shabbosai. So, once we understand that the Tanugim, that the Miyut Tanugim can also be seen as a Shvisa, so then we understand them to be that just like I release myself from Melacha, I withdraw from certain parts of the world, so I also withdraw from Tanugim. I not only withdraw from certain activities that are my contribution to the world, but I withdraw from certain things that human beings need. That I become less of a boss of a dom, because I don't need the tanugi basavidam, and I don't need the eating of basavidam. And Shabbos, forkeret. There's an inyan of tanug, an oneg Shabbos. Because we're not saying that we are less of a basavidam. Forkeret. We're saying that by being a basavidam, we can attach ourselves to certain kedusha if we're not totally immersed in the world. When it comes to Yom Kippur, there, Shabbos Shabbos, comes to Yom Kippur, we're saying that we can divest ourselves, we can't do it for more than 24 hours. We would be also to do it for any degree of time that creates a kona. But we're able to divest ourselves of our chumrius for a period of time and, you know, aspire to be something more than that. So that's the significance in Machshava of calling it a Shvisa. But the significance in Halacha is that the Halachas that address Shvisa, Tosefes, and the Chiyah, so they should attach themselves to the Miu Tanugim as well. But in Machshava, by calling it a Shvisa, by calling it a Nisar Asay, it means that we are releasing ourselves from certain things. We're creating something positive. And that Lechaira, I think the Rav discussed this idea. Bechlal and the Isar Asay. The Isar Asay is a lav means that I'm distancing myself from something. And Isar Asay means I'm creating something by distancing myself from something. But Lemoshal, the Rav discusses in the area of Kiddushin. Right, that when people get married, so then the Rambam understands that there's an Isur Asay after Kiddushin of Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is a lav. There's also a Bitul Asay if a person has a Maisa Bia outside of Kiddushin. Right, person of Maisa Bia, the Eishes Ish, it could be a Pnuya. So according to Rambam, it's an Isur Asay. So Rav understood that Isur Asay means that the refraining from a Maisa Bia outside of Ishus is not simply a lab withdrawing from something, but that's what creates the potency of Ishus, which creates the bond between husband and wife, is that mitzvah created an Isur, created a withdrawal from some area of activity. That might be what Chazal referred to as Kiddushin. So, similarly, the way that I would suggest this plays itself out when it comes to Yom Kippur, is that in Yom Kippur, this is what Chazal understood, that Klal Yisrael attempts to be Domel HaMalachim. Or in order for us to be able to see how far the Koiches HaNefesh can be taken of a person. So Shabbos Shabbos. Rest of the year, once we become aware of the strength of the Koiches HaNefesh of a person, the strength of the Koich HaRuchni, so then, later in the year, in a safe way, we can tap into that koiches haruchnis. But in Yom Kippur, we become fully aware of the ruchnis of a person because we are medam ourselves to malachim. Where does the idea come from? Because it's called the shus. Where do we see this in Minhag Yisrael? That's where the kittel comes from. That's where we say Baruch Hashem Kodesh Hu out loud. So in several minhagim, we are medam ourselves to malachim. What's the idea being medam to malachim? It means that we become aware of the depth of ruchnius that a person can have. So usually it's hard for us to appreciate that because we're anchored in the Chayim Ha'olam. So that was what the Rambam was pointing out to us, is that we should not look at the Tanugim purely as Inuyim. They are Inuyim, the Torah says are Inuyim. There is an aspect of the Inuyim as Miyat Chalavay Bubsari. There is an aspect of the Inuyim as a Tshuvas HaMishka. But there's an additional aspect of the Inuyim that they're there to create Kedusha. So we very rarely say that Miyat Tanug creates Kedusha. Miyat Malach creates Kedusha. In Yom Kippur, Kedush Baruch Hu said that Miyat Tanugim, Ezra Dovar, is that a person is released from certain physical needs. By doing so, he's medam el malach. And then, Minhag Yisrael explain that to us, or not explain, but they relay that to us, this idea, which otherwise is only accessible to those who learn the Gemara very carefully and learn the Rambam very carefully. So one of the roles of Minhag Yisrael is to give access to ideas that maybe only the Lomdei Yisrael would be able to access, but to give access to Klal Yisrael. So that's why we have certain minhagim that are medamas to malachim and Yom Kippur. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask, on the idea of the Moel, so doesn't that presuppose that we understand Brit Milah as Abu Datayon? But it's not
no,
really.
No. We need not go. No.
How
the Torah says, "V'yemesh shmini mavzal losa." The Gemara says, "The Gemara is a drasha that v'yemesh shmini filu b'Shabbos." Nothing to do with Avodah Zarah.
Even if we're on Shabbos, we do the Bris Milah.
Yeah.
Right.
But that doesn't. It's not. It is not thread through Avodah Zarah. Mitzvah Milah is Dei Shabbos.
So now Shvita is Doicha Shabbos. So now the Mitzvah Milah is Doicha Shvita.
Yeah, correct.
And Shvita is Doicha Avodat HaYom.
No, you don't have to go that road. You can say it's Doicha Shvita. So now in Yom Kippur, where Shvita is defined as Shvita Me'achila, the time said, is it Doicha Achil also? Right? In other words, in Yom Tif, it's Doicha Melech HaSavoda.
Uh-huh.
And Shabbos is Doich even Bishul. Right?
Because
Mila is Doich Shvisa.
Right. And Shvitz is.
So now in Yom Kippur, Rav Chaim said, how far do you take this idea?
Huge.
Right? So he didn't tell Lachal Mais, he wouldn't say it. But in terms of that, it might be a correct.
It's lastly because over there. Because then you've got something which is Doicha Shvita, and we define Shvita as eating
exactly. And drinking. Right. Right. Okay. Right. But Chaim was hesitant to say Halacha L'maaseh because they didn't find, it's not found in any of the Sorim. But in terms of explaining the Shvita, okay.